Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, I know something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. If I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long
morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed morning, another blessed Monday. You know, blessed to be here, to be able to tap into this energy, this positive energy that I like to surround myself with. You know, this world out here, it's already harsh and cruel, man. So we have to always, when we can, tap into what's positive and what's good, because that's really what's going to fuel us, you know, in the moment when we go a little cray-cray. We tap into the positive stuff, and that's what brings us back to life. I want to read a little insert from The Secret. Never let a day pass without looking for good. Feeling the good within you, praising, appreciating, blessing, and being grateful. Make it your life commitment, and you will stand in utter awe of what happens in your life. And, you know, that's so true. That's so, so true, because I notice when I start appreciating my life and the things in it, good and bad, and I start sending blessings to others and being grateful for certain opportunities and certain positions that God put me in, I'm in total awe of what happens in my life, you know. My life just moves more smoothly, more in peace, and I welcome all that. All those feelings, you know, I welcome. Call in 347-826-7722. Let me know you're out there. Good morning. Let me know what you're doing, and what productive situation are you getting yourself into this week. Shout out to all my my queens that are out there doing the work. Shout out to Lushy Lush, who's still going, you know, very adamantly in her school, in her schooling. Shout out to all those parents in Florida that their kids is going to school, starting school tomorrow. Yes, we're doing the two-step for school to start, right? We're just excited for them to go back, you know, to learn education, right? Yeah, that's what it's about. Yeah, whatever. Get up and get out. Time to go to school. You know what I'm saying? Encourage them to go out there and go to school. Shout out to all those that have been hitting me up in the last past week. Those that I've been able to talk to on the phone, those that have IM me, text me with their situations, and has given me the opportunity to be able to be there for them, whether it be for an advice or me just listening to their situation. So shout out to y'all. Hope everything is going right. Today is Monday, man. It's Motivational Monday. So, you know, let's go out there and motivate. And there's nothing wrong with motivating yourself too. All right. But, you know, that's on another level. Seek motivation. And when you get to a certain part in your journey, you'll be motivating yourself. So just know that, and this too shall pass, man. Things get better. Just hold on. All right.
With you.
Hallelujah. whatever you're in right now. People say, seems like your heart stopped working the minute they close the curtain. You take off your mask and take off your costume, and if anyone asks, you're taking a smoke break and drinking some coffee, but everyone knows what you're doing. Seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go, so you take a few pills in Beverly Hills, but if anyone asks, you got a prescription, you got an addiction, who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want a John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home. John Doe.
Addicted to something, everybody got a grip on the something, even if it's just a feel, the response of a pill, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times, without it, it's just harder to function at times, you race to the bottom of every single bottle, as if there was someone or something to find, you struggle in your mind, and you tell yourself lie after lie, till you get to the point where it's no longer private, the people that you work with notice the signs, when you walk in the room, it gets noticed, be quiet, so you break up the silence, you say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look, can't blame on the diet, so what you hiding? Too many freaks, had too much to drink, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody, random drug test, passed it luckily. My girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clenching me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist, cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that what you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.
Good morning, good morning, Motivational Mondays. Good morning, a salute to all my John Does. Come back home. You know, people do love you. Everybody deals with something. Everybody's addicted to something. You know, some are good addictions, some are bad addictions. What you need to do is find out how to get help for it, you know, and how you can monitor your addiction. Not all addictions are bad addictions. Some, you know, addiction is addiction. You know, too much of anything is not good. So whether it be shopping or even praising, you know, even I have some friends that just go overboard, you know, wanting to preach the word of God. And I'm not saying preaching the word of God is a bad thing, but when you do it compulsively, when you do it, you know, like you're an addict, for Jesus. Again, I'm not, you know, because I have a lot of, you know, friends that are going to email me or call me like, you're saying you should be addicted to Jesus. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, too much of anything is not good, because I've had a lot of friends that, you know, again, want to speak about Jesus like 24 hours a day. And sometimes the way your delivery, the way you deliver it, the message is not being taken. So not necessarily that you talk about Jesus 5, you know, point seconds of the day, some people are going to get the message, you know? So again, just too much of anything is not good. Candy or even being good. Sometimes there has to be a little balance. We have to create a little balance between, you know, too good or bad or, you know. So every now and then, I like to do balance in my life, you know. I live a positive life, but every now and then, I got to create a little balance. Not that I do anything bad, but every now and then, you know, I just, the list of people that I have, I let it be known. Certain things, you know, when I'm in my positive state that I don't really want to tap into. But when I am in those, in that state of evening up my positiveness, yeah, people know when that happens. shout out to all those that are on deck listening. Shout out to La Leona from the urban jungle. Shout out to Alexander, who's on deck. Shout out to Samantha. Shout out to all those that are inboxing me, letting me know that they're listening. I appreciate you. Shout out to Inner City, who's my friend from Saudi Arabia that was out traveling. Puerto Rico, New York, girl, I see you. All right, sis, I see you. It's good that you bring out your family and you was able to experience allow your daughter to experience, you know, the different cultures. As far as taking them to New York City and Puerto Rico, that must have been very exciting for them. Shout out to all those that have given birth within the last 2 weeks. Oh, my God. I've been, like, buying so much baby stuff. It's been crazy. And it's so much cute stuff. God bless everyone that's about to give birth, that already gave birth. There's been a lot, but what I have noticed is that it's been a lot of princesses born. So shout out to the women race. even though we're already ahead, but you know, shout out to all the new princesses that are out. God bless all those new babies that are here to have us raise them, man. But all those that are dealing with situations and problems right now, all you have to do is look up, man, or look within and say, who against me? Who against me? Shout out to Artie. Shout out to all those that love me. Motivational Mondays with Joe Sexios, MA2K. Who against me, man? That's the question you got to ask yourself when you feel like, you know, people are against you for whatever reason. That's what you got to come out and say. Who against me? If God is with me, who, really? Like, and you're against me and God is for me? Like, okay, big deal. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to those that recognize when you're in a good place. You know, sometimes people don't sabotage themselves because they're such in a good place that God does allow the devil to step in and do whatever he needs to do, just to let you know. He does, you know, he gives them permission to do that, to mess with us, to test our faith. And we either fall or we stay strong, you know. So try to stay strong. Try to stay strong because temptation is crazy. And, you know, it gets us in all sorts of ways. And the thing is that as much as God knows us, the devil does so. So the devil knows our weaknesses, where we lack of, you know, the things that we cherish the most, whether it be material things or our egos or whatever it is that, you know, that makes us stray from the word of God or just from faith or just from living a positive life. You know, the devil knows just as much as God. So we ourselves know what our temptation is, what makes us tick. And we got to check that, people. You got to check it. If it's affecting your life, if you're finding yourself alone because of the things that you're doing, like, wake up. Wake up and understand. No, granted, nobody's perfect, but somebody's just as perfectly messed up as you, and that's the person you have to connect with. You know what I mean? So, no, we don't have all the answers and none of that, but we do know the things that we do that cause people to alienate us or to step away from us, and not because they're doing it because they're envying us or hating on us. They're doing it because it's a destructive feeling. It's a destructive situation that we create. So all you have to do is open your eyes and look and acknowledge at the things that you do, you know, and the effect that it causes to your families, to your children, to your loved ones. You know, if you're not creating positive impact on people, then you got to really stop and think, like, what is it that you're doing and why you're doing it for? You know, is it for selfish reasons? Is it, you know, what is it for? Like, what's the reason for, you know, what's your logic for your behavior? Is it because you have nothing else to do with yourself? Are you bored? Because sometimes that happens. Boredom sometimes, you know, brings certain behaviors that you don't understand. You know, we're like, oh, it's always like, why did you do that? Oh, I was bored. Wow. Okay. Anyway, shout out to all those that are in love. All those that are feeling, you know, that at least for the ladies that are feeling like, you know, that poppy feeling for their poppies. I'm going to give you some J-Lo for that. Love your poppy.
It can start with her on the bed with a bunch of naked guys.
For no reason.
I put it down for a brother like you. Give it to you right in the car, that's you. We can first give somebody this, that's you. And you're all out loving that J-Love true.
Hold up, I can get your gun off. Pull your trigger, go and get your gun off. I'ma tie my hair up top. Put a pin in it, now I'm ready, let it rock. Keep it number one, that's easy, mathematics. Keep it number one, baby, ain't no sad. Got the hourglass for you, baby, look at these legs. No brakes, go green or red. If you wanna kill the body, gotta start with the head. Put it on you, I'ma need about 4 or 5 beds. Cause I love my puppy. I didn't see it, but I see it now. Think I love you, and I need you now. Ain't had nothing like you in a while. I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. love you, love you, love you.
I put me down for a brother like you. Give it to you right in the car, that's you. We could first give you some of this, that's you. And you're all out loving that J-Love true.
All day, 24 hours. Feeling like I'm woman when it's crowded. If you wanna hear your name, I shout it. Boy, you the shit. Go and take a power shower. And I'm feeling like it's me and you, I don't doubt it. You can drive it how you want, I ain't trying to count mileage. I'm loving me some you. Started from the bottom, baby, then we went roof. Cause I love my puppy. I didn't see it, but I see it now. Think I love you, and I need you now. Ain't had nothing like you in a while. I love you puppy, I love you puppy, I love you, love you, love you puppy, I love you puppy, I love you, love you, love you puppy, I love you puppy, I love you, love you, love you puppy, yeah that's my puppy, I love you, love you, love you puppy, I love you puppy, I love you, love you, love you puppy, I love you puppy, I love you, love you, love you puppy, I love you puppy, I love you, love you, love you puppy, yeah that's my puppy, I love you, love you, love you puppy.
I love you mommy, I love you mommy, baby you the shit, I love you mommy, huh? Shorty got me catching feelings. And that race drop, reaching for the ceiling. South, South Bronx, Cedar Burrow, jets overseas. Take the pins out of here, drop to her knees. Oh my, I'm a don like oh my. Speed it up, slow my, throw it back, throw my. Rock, rock, Gators like my Detroit plays. You can hate the lovers, you can love the haters. Eh? From the bottom, it been real. From the bottom, shorty been trill. And even though we made it to the top, still J-Lo from Duck the Block. And I love you, mommy, I love you, mommy. Baby, you the shit. I love you, mommy.
I think I love just who you are. We haven't grown apart. This is just the start. Where life begins on the way to the end. And we started as friends. Boy, I do love.
I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy.
All in my shot through him. My whip push button, no car keys, man. Pop the top like a sardine can. Rich stay flooded like New Orleans, man. LeBron can't stop how I be ballin', man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you heard the rumor. Got big wood and some big kahuna. I'm a pretty slick nigga like Rick the Ruler. Keep one eye open in my head on that Ruger. I rock the Claudio, my shades to sell. I break hearts, a heartbreak hotel. I treat your chick like a pair of ones. Wear ass out one good time and I'm sure.
Keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, they're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzy. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
You make it right. I feel so high. I come alive. I need to be free with you tonight. I need your love. I take a deep breath every time I bust your door. I know you're there, but I can't see you anymore. And that's the reason you're in the dark. I've been a stranger ever since we fell apart. And I feel so helpless here. Watch my eyes, I feel with fear. Damn, I do, you feel the same. Hold me in your arms again. I need your love, I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make. But I'll never figure out what I mean to you. Do I belong? I try to fight it, but I know I'm not that strong. And I feel so helpless here. What's my eyes to fill with fear? Down with you, you feel the same. Hold me in your arms.
LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, another motivational Monday. Hope the music was inspiring. Hope some of the words that was said touched you. And I want to wish everyone a productive week, productive day, productive month, productive life. Please be careful out there in the streets. Right now, the way the situation is going, it's very hectic out there as far as the police and how they are arresting people, how they are just shooting on sight, how they're so nervous and they're so scared of the people they're getting paid to protect, that instead of protecting them, you know, you know, other things are happening. I mean, there's, you know, this is a case-by-case situation, so every case is different. But there is one thing that stays the same, although it may be different in a way. It's, if you really look at all the details on every different case, there's a lot of strings across the board that do remain the same. So, you know, people, just open your eyes, do your own homework, you know, stand up for what you really truly believe in. And let's not forget, you know, that today it could be our neighbor laying on the floor, but tomorrow could be our children, our uncle, our husband, our brother. So just take heed to that, and educate your children. Educate your children as well. You know, this doesn't give them a free pass to go out there and just start cursing at the cops and bringing stuff to them deliberately. So educate your children on what's going on. Educate your family. Just be safe and be careful, you know. This, you know, I hate to sound like, you know, because I always used to be like, when I used to hear people, oh, we're living our last days. And I used to be like, you know, like, our last days will be the last days we're on earth. But the way things are happening in the world, just all the craziness that's coming about, I definitely, you know, for sure know that God is just right around the corner. So how you want to be received in the kingdom is up to you, you know? So be good to the universe, and the universe will be good to you. Be good to people, and it'll be good to you. You know, Titi Karma always says, whatever you throw out there is what you get back. So what do you want thrown back in your face? You know what I mean? Think about that. When you start thinking about it in that perspective, it kind of makes you wonder, like, wow, okay, I need to make some changes ASAP. Need to make some changes today. Go out there and motivate somebody today, just for no reason at all, just because you can. Motivate someone in a good way, you know, motivate them to or direct them or teach them, you know, motivate. Motivate, it's a big, strong word. A lot of people don't understand the power that it's in motivating someone to do, you know, the things that they need to do just to get up from their beds. You know, I've had to motivate people just to be able to get out there, you know, at their house, or just to do simple things. Be careful, again, with not knowing people's mental state. This depression, too, is very, very serious. And depression doesn't care whether you're beautiful, pretty, have money, or rich. Depression don't care. Depression comes in and it takes over, and it makes people do some real, real unhealthy things. So if you know someone that's battling with depression, you know, call the depression hotline and find out what you can do as an individual for that person. You know, sometimes the smallest things that you can do for someone can really, you know, make a big change. Not necessarily the big things we do, but sometimes it's the small things, like just listening to them, or maybe spending some time with them. I don't know, you know, buying them some flowers. Just sometimes some simple stuff, taking a walk with them, you know, bringing them their favorite drink, juice, you know, their favorite candy or something. You know, but just try, because when people in that state of depression, it's like a prison, it's like a mental prison, and sometimes they just don't know how to reach out, how to let go, how to express themselves. So shout out to all those battling with depression. I see you, and let's go, man, let's go. They can't, you know, depression can't hold you. Come on now, let's go. Let's go. Let's get out that funk, man, and let's create productive and positive things in this world, because that's going to be our legacy, all right? And those that have children, you know, your children need you. And we have to lead by example. So we have to be strong. We ain't got time for that. Who got time for that? Ain't nobody got time for that. So just get up, get out, and get busy, man. Make something more positive in this of this world. And turning into just Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. All those that have been on deck with me, listening, or will listen to this show in another later time. I send you nothing but positive vibes and peaceful wishes, because we all need to really do that for each other. The world is crazy, man. The world is crazy, and us living in it, we participate in it, you know. So make the changes. Make those changes around you, around your, in your family unit, around your community, those that you come in contact with. Send them love and praises all day. Make sure you follow us on all the social networks, Lush Radio Online. Follow Emma E2K. We're Googleable. Somos Googleable. Go to Google and type in Lush Radio Online. Type in Emma E2K. Check out my website, www.emmae2k.com. Make sure you sign my guest book and leave me some love, and let me know if you listen to the show, what you thought about today's show or any other show that you've had the chance to be able to listen to. You can always call in 347-826-7722 and, you know, and let us know what you're doing. I like to listen to what's going on out there. So give me a call and let me know, you know, that you're doing what you're doing. I like to big up people that are doing, you know, doing the work and out there really doing what they need to do. Shout out to all those that believe in love still, man. Love does change things, you know, but the love of self keeps you grounded. You hear me? The love of self keeps you grounded. So you cannot experience love from no one else if you don't first love yourself. Okay? And I see the beautiful underneath, beneath your beautiful. Let's go.
You tell all the boys no, makes you feel good. Yeah, I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away. Oh no, you've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Makes you feel good, yeah.
to let me see beneath your perfect. Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl, 'cause I wanna see.